You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is a Rockwired sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, a 10-part online radio series coming to Rockwired.com in May of 2011. Stick around for more. This sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to this exciting sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. This 10-part online radio series will be coming to Rockwired.com in May of 2011 and will feature music and interviews from both American and Canadian Indian recording artists. I'm so excited about this project that I had to let everyone in on what we've been cooking up. One of the artists to be featured in this upcoming series is Six Nations rocker Derek Miller, who has just recently unleashed his latest CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble. Here is a brief excerpt of our interview with Derek regarding the formation of his musical identity.
I grew up on the reservation. I grew up, as a kid, I didn't want to be an Indian because I experienced a lot of racism. So that, for me, was a turning point in my development. And I came home and I told my mom and my aunts, I don't want to be a Native because Native people are just being looked down upon. And they were like, don't you ever say that ever again. They gave me a huge ton of shit. And they said, be proud of where you're from. Be proud of who you are, because you're a very unique person. Like, I'm Onondaga Mohawk. And that, for me, resonated, because it was like, I didn't see any Native musicians out doing what, you know, Led Zeppelin was doing or anything like that. I didn't know anything about, you know, Link Grey at the time or Buffy St. Marie or anything like that. But at the time, you know, it really resonated me to the fact that, you know, there was maybe some reverse racism, because I couldn't understand why, you know, people would want to hate each other like that. So that was important to give context to that, because now and what I'm doing, like, I see the importance of having our people put up on these pedestals so that the children and the youth can strive for that. And I've always been an advocate and not backed down from my roots, and I think it's painted me in the corner a bit, but at the same time, you know, I think I owe it to my ancestors to be vocal about who I am and where I'm from, because if I don't do that, then the kids are not going to have a reference point. And now, when I go back to the reservation and people see me, it's just, I'm the same person, but at the same time, they look up to me because they see that I've played the Olympics and I've played in front of, you know, a bunch of people, and I've done these records and I've won all these awards. So I think that's very important, and I never really had any reference to that sort of stuff before. So, but now, I mean, I see the importance of Jesse Ed Davis and Link Grey and Buffy St. Marie and Redbone and all these different artists that contributed to mainstream music. And Charlie Patton was a Choctaw, for Pete's sake, and he started the whole thing. So there you go.
Right. From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, here is Derek Miller with Ecstasy of You.
Don't you give out on me.
From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, that was Derek Miller with Ecstasy of You. Visit Derek at his official website, www.derekmiller.ca. Up next, we've got the electrifying soul sound of Shawnee Choctaw artist Martha Redbone, who has stunned audiences with her potent mixture of R&B, soul, and traditional instrumentation. After a long hiatus, Martha is back in the studio and working on a new album. Here's what Martha had to say about her time in the studio.
It's going really well. We've recorded tons and tons of songs, and now we're kind of choosing. It's so difficult when you have so many songs and you have to choose like a set. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, we're deciding whether or not we want to put out 10 songs or 12 songs or 14 songs. You know, it's that kind of thing right now. And it is very exciting. The songs just sound wonderful, and they were all written during the past few years, which, you know, my life has actually changed, because in the past 2.5 years, I'm now a mother. So I have a different outlook on life, and now I'm supposed to be a little bit more grown up, I guess, since I'm supposed to be setting an example for my child. But it's very exciting. I mean, the music is, again, what I like to call a native root soul, and it's just really beautiful, beautifully played. I was blessed with the best band in the world, some incredible musicians, and they've become family over the years, so they know what we do and the style of music that we write, and they just, you know, play so wonderfully.
From her NAMI award-winning CD, Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'.
Get out alive.
former NAMI award-winning CD Skin Talk, that was Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'. Visit Martha at her official website, www.martharedbone.com. Audio Pharmacy is a reggaefied, hip-hop-infused musical project fronted by Ross Kadee of the Pomo Tribe in California. Ross is also the founder of the nonprofit organization Seventh Native American Generation, a program that provides Native youth the opportunity to achieve balance and harmony, address historical and modern grievances, and explore and develop leadership and community skills through arts and cultural expression. Here is what Ross had to say about growing up in music.
I have a long history of always being around the sound, you know, and that's kind of, it started, I guess, with, you know, my traditional upbringing, being Pomo and being around ceremony and always at different ceremonies. And my mother was pretty involved in our ceremonial practice and going, I remember going with her to like prayer meetings for people that were sick and hearing the songs. And, that was kind of the first moment where I kind of connected with songs as being powerful, a tool for healing. Something that's just beyond just something you listen to or dance to. And I think that kind of carries over into my craft. You know, my father was also a musician too, so played piano and vibraphone. And so that kind of influenced, you know, me a lot in terms of, you know, my musical upbringing. You know, my dad was also, you know, kind of a music aficionado, you know, had a lot of jazz, blues, and, you know, soul music. And that was kind of influenced me as well. And, you know, I think when I first started playing with Audio Pharmacy, it was about 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. And I was just doing vocals, and you know, now I'm playing keys with the band. I've been playing keys with the band for the last few years. But I've always kind of gravitated towards instrumentation and playing my own instrumentation. And the last three or four albums, I've produced quite a few of the songs, and I'm self-produced as well.
From their latest CD, You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy with Mama.
Be on it, she cannot be bothered. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, call to the warriors. Bring on the troops, bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be home no more, we taking over. Yeah, mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she will not be bothered. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, move for your culture. Move, we've been all giving the same tools. Now you, what you've been giving to stay true. Don't lose, side of the struggle we all bruise. Now choose, don't let the institution control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be independent but think collective, no rules. Nobody rules you or your thoughts, and that's true. Mama Earth providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she will not be by. I said, they wanna offshore drill on her, make oil spill on her, put landfill on her, clear cut mill on her, bid while killing her, print dollar bill on her, make man willing to rape and pillage her. It's over. Enter the cops out on the block and they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker, and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker, and owner of our spirit, mind, and body. Our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her love and affection. She will never lose. Mama Earth providing our life. We love you. Mama. Mama.
From their latest CD, You Forgot About Us, that was Audio Pharmacy with Mama. Visit Audio Pharmacy at their official website, www.audiopharmacy.com, and check out Seventh Native American Generation at www.snagmagazine.com. Comanche and Cherokee rock guitarist Mickey Free has had quite the career since he was first discovered by Gene Simmons of Kiss. Since then, he electrified the R&B sound of the band Shalimar and let his rock side come through with the band Crown of Thorns before going solo. His latest CD, American Horse, has earned him tremendous critical acclaim, and here's what he had to say on the matter.
Hey, American Horse to me was a labor of love. Like I said to you, I've climbed the hill, you know. I was in a couple groups that where I won my Grammy and my platinum records and all my accolades and so I when I wrote American Horse, you know, I just wanted to do some good bluesy rock and roll and Billy Gibbons, you know, gave me a couple guitars after he heard it and liked what I was doing. He even wrote part of my bio. The introduction part of it, and you know, I'm very, very happy with how it's been perceived and how it sounds. I produced it. I'm just happy with that record. I think it's probably my best record in writing to date. I do a couple of Hendrix songs on there. We've got a DVD that's coming out probably in about a month. It's called Mickey Free American Horse Live in Hyde Park, featuring Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones. Bill played two songs with us in England. And you know, like I said, it was a labor of love, and if it didn't do anything, I would still be digging that CD because I've had some of the best players from Sidney Blackman on it to John Brandt from Cheap Trick, and I was just happy with it, and I still am, man, and it continuously moves forward on that blues rock involvement, and England loves it. There was a write-up in Classic Rock magazine in London, and I covered Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix, Slight Return, and the guy that interviewed it goes, "Now that's how you do Hendrix." And I really like that. I got a kick out of that.
From his latest CD, American Horse, here is Mickey Free with Lucky Number 7.
Yeah.
From his latest CD, American Horse, that was Mickey Free with Lucky Number 7. Visit Mickey at his official website, www.mickeyfree.com. Up next, I'm giving it up for the home team. Since 1995, the Yankton Sioux band Indigenous has been rocking out like nobody's business. With the recent departure of some of its founding members, founder Mato Nanji is going it alone and carrying on the band's moniker and sound. On their latest release, Indigenous strips down their rockin' sound with the acoustic sessions, where the band's now classic set goes non-electric. Here's a snippet of our interview with Mato Nanji of Indigenous.
Well, actually my dad was a musician, and that's kind of where I got started. He was a guitar player, and he actually knew how to play like guitar and drums and, you know, bass, and he knew a little bit of everything, so I was interested, I guess, you know, because I was the oldest out of, you know, my brothers and my sisters. So I got interested. I was interested in playing drums when I first, was interested in music. But, we didn't have drums, you know, at that time. So I found my dad's guitars, and that's kind of where I got interested in wanting to play guitar and stuff. So this kind of went from there, and the rest of the, was actually my mom and my dad's idea for us to, you know, kind of become a band. So we brought them in, and we all kind of, my dad kind of chose, I was already on kind of guitar and playing a little bit, so he kind of picked the instruments for the rest of my brothers and sisters. So we just started, you know, rehearsing together and playing together, you know, trying to get it going. And I think a lot of the music that I was hearing at that time was just a collection of music from my mom and my dad's record collection, which is, you know, a lot of rock and a lot of blues, you know, from the 60s and 70s. And so it was just, you know, it just felt like the natural thing to, you know, I guess it was the music that hit me the most, you know, out of anything I heard back in that time. So, yeah, growing up listening, you know, Elmer James and Jimmy Reed and, you know, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, you know, all that stuff, as well as a lot of the R&B stuff, like, you know, Otis Redding, you know, Sam Cooke, and then all the way over to the rock with Santana, Jimi Hendrix, you know, just all of that stuff was just, you know, right there. So it was pretty awesome. I was pretty happy to, you know, to grow up in that environment, you know, hearing all that music, you know. It was cool. And I think at that time, too, there wasn't really that much of that music going around, you know, on the reservation down there where I grew up, you know, with my family. So I think it was a little bit unique, you know.
From the album The Acoustic Sessions, here is Indigenous with Now That You're Gone.
Replace what's happened.
You're listening to the Rockwired Sneak Preview of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Make your business everybody's business by advertising on rockwired.com and its exciting online radio programming. Let your product or service stand out with flashy, eye-catching banners and ballsy commercial spots that go where traditional radio can't. Contact us at ads@rockwired.com for campaigns that kick ass. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to the Rockwired Sneak Preview of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to this exciting sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. This 10-part online radio series will be coming to rockwired.com in May of 2011 and will feature music and interviews from both American and Canadian Indian recording artists. Much like the band Indigenous, the Poteros are a blues rock family affair rooted in the Tehachapi Navajo Reservation in New Mexico. Here's what the band's young frontman, Levi Platero, had to say about his growth as a musician.
Well, to be honest, I've always been around music. I've grown up around music. My dad had a band when he started, and when there wasn't a drummer, you know, I would sit in. I was about 7, 8. But I started messing around with a little piano when I was about 6 or 5. And then I started playing drums when I was around 7, about 7 years old. And then from then on, you know, I've been so into music and I've just been, I guess, hooked. I think when I started playing guitar was when my dad brought home a How to Play by Stevie Ray Vaughan Crossfire. And I was hooked on that thing, and I spent my whole, fifth grade summer, you know, just so fixated on how to play and getting the notes right and playing note for note. And it was a really good experience.
From their album Hang On, here are the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
Star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I'll give you all I can give, love you all I can live. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind, got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of.
From their album Hang On, that was the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of. Now we're at that point in the show where we start cranking the amps up with When Darkness Falls, a metal band hailing from the Yakima Pueblo Reservation in New Mexico, who are on the verge of releasing their latest album, Bloodstone. Here's what Zach and Turtle had to say about how their heavy sound has been received by the elders of their community.
Yeah, we get that most of the time. Most of the time, they're like, thinking of it as devil music, or too angry, or just too loud in general. So, but we do have a good portion of the elders, of our elders, that really are pushing for us. They tell us, keep going with it, and we actually let them listen to what we play, what we sound like. And most of the time, the elders will tell us, wow, that's nothing like what I hear, you know, the loud music. That they still get, you know, the point of it being ours and coming from Acoma, knowing that, you know, we're trying to actually set a positive message for the youth, for everybody around the world, you know, so everybody's really just telling us, you know, keep going with it, be strong with it, and don't do anything stupid with it, you know, so that's, and we're really all basically big religious on our way of life, the Acoma way of life, which doesn't allow us to, you know, go out and be negative on anything. So this is a really big positive thing for most of our people, and they do see it. And their kids, like, well, there's one kid in the Rest of Day video, his name is Zach. He was in that video, and this kid didn't have no friends, didn't really get along with anybody. He was a quiet kid. And when we told his parents what the part was going to be, you know, it's a really serious, serious part that he was going to play, you know, and it will probably make people cry, maybe think that their kid is out there doing that same thing, you know, and it'll cause their parents to ask the question, you know, are you okay? Are you fine? You know, is there anything I can do to help? You know, so this kid came down and really good kid, you know, positive, everything, but he actually told us, you know, I actually thought about doing this. His part was a suicide part. So he actually told us, I actually did put a knife to myself. You know, so this freaked us out, and by way of our music helping him, the other kids saw the video, and they thought he was the coolest person, you know, so he knows the band, you know, he's hung out with us, and that in turn gave him back something, you know, the friends, you know, company, everything. So this kid is doing really good, positively. We set him in that course, and his parents couldn't thank us enough, you know, for doing that for him and also being a big part in our music video. So that's the kind of power that we hold within the band. It's no negativity, just basically strong power, positivity.
From their forthcoming CD, Bloodstone, here is When Darkness Falls with Stay.
Out!
From their forthcoming CD Bloodstone, that was When Darkness Falls with Stay. The urgent sound of punk music isn't something you hear from much in native music, but the band Miracle Dolls are about to change all of that. Comprised of sisters Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa of the Mandan Hidatsa tribe, Miracle Dolls are rocking out like nobody's business. Here is what Danielle De La Rosa had to say about settling into music.
Well, me and Des, we, like you said, we actually were Native American, and our tribe's from North Dakota, the Hidatsa Mandan, and we used to live in Mandaree, and we just, you know, we loved it. We had so much fun there, and we were like, hey, we could be in a band someday, and we spent time just on our guitars, you know, in the country and made songs, and then when we moved to California, we recorded our, you know, some, actually, we didn't record a whole album in the beginning. We just recorded a few demo tapes at Love Juice in Riverside, and we're like, okay, let's start sending these out and start playing shows, and it just built up from there, from playing different shows, and then everybody, you know, started liking it. Here we are.
From their CD Thieves and Guns, here are the Miracle Dolls with California, Here I Come. From their CD Thieves and Guns, that was the Miracle Dolls with California, Here I Come. Indigi Femme is another female duo comprised of Tosh Terry of the Navajo Nation and Maori and Samoan singer and guitarist Elena Higgins. Here is what Tosh Terry had to say about the band's unique sound and philosophy.
Well, actually my dad was a musician, and that's kind of where I got started. He was a guitar player, and he actually knew how to play, like, guitar and drums and, you know, bass, and he knew a little bit of everything, so I was interested, I guess, you know, because I was the oldest out of, you know, my brothers and my sisters, so I was interested in playing drums when I first, you know, was interested in music, but, excuse me, we didn't have drums, you know, at that time, so I found my dad's guitars, and that's kind of where I got, you know, I got interested in wanting to play guitar and stuff, so this kind of went from there, and the rest of the, well, it was actually my mom and my dad's idea for us to, you know, kind of become a band. So so we brought them in, and we all kind of, my dad kind of chose, I was already on kind of guitar and playing a little bit, so he kind of picked the instruments for the rest of my brothers and sisters. So so we just started, you know, rehearsing together and playing together, you know, trying to get it going. And I think a lot of the music that I was hearing at that time was just a collection of music from my mom and my dad's record collection, which is, you know, a lot of rock and a lot of blues, you know, from the 60s and 70s. And so it was just, you know, it just felt like the natural thing to, I guess it was the music that hit me the most, you know, out of anything I heard back in that time. So, yeah, growing up listening, you know, Elmer James and Jimmy Reed and, you know, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, you know, all that stuff, as well as a lot of the R&B stuff, like, you know, Otis Redding, you know, Sam Cooke, and then all the way over to the rock was Santana, Jimi Hendrix, you know, just all of that stuff was just, you know, right there. So it was pretty awesome. I was pretty happy to, you know, to grow up in that environment, you know, hearing all that music, you know. It was cool. And I think at that time, too, there wasn't really that much of that music going around, you know, on the reservation down there where I grew up, you know, with my family. So I think it was a little bit unique, you know.
Here is Indigi Femme with the title track of their CD, Indian Souvenir.
Take away your Indian souvenir. The lines left for me. You are angry, I am sad. Said it all, no more to say. You claim to love me always.
True love has pain. Guilt, fear, and shame. Love's a wondrous thing, peaceful like rain.
Take away your Indian souvenir, leave the real Indian behind. Run away chasing dreams, the vomit lies in love for crystal beads, astrology. All these truths you try to be. Gaze into the stars, you'll see.
You say, came upon a mountaintop, found your truth,
medicine way.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
Take away your
That was Indigifem with the title track of their CD, Indian Souvenir. Jerry Anderson is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist and frontman of his own band, the Jer Project Band. In the year 2010, the band released their album, Sunchild, a flawlessly produced catalog of songs that celebrate fatherhood, the married life, and his Cochiti Pueblo heritage. Here is what Jer Anderson had to say about what he'd like people to come away with after hearing his music.
I think the best I could ask for is that they realize that what I put out lyrically, what I put out musically, is honest, and that it's quality music. I mean, the musicians involved, the time that we've been musicians, the lyrics, although are simple, are really complex, and they tell a complex story. Maybe just to get an understanding of who I am, and I'm trying to spread a positive message and try to live my life by being positive, and just get something where they can maybe relate to an issue in their life and maybe use it to turn things around.
From their CD Sunchild, here is the Jer Project Band with Roaming the World.
Thank you.
That was the sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. This 10-part online radio series will be coming to rockwire.com in May of 2011 and will feature music and interviews from both American and Canadian Indian recording artists. Visit rockwire.com for updates on who will be featured in this special series. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. This sneak preview of Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.